Good evening, everybody. Thanks for attending this presentation. My name is Rude, but everybody calls me Bugman. I work at the Department of Conservation of New Zealand, and I've come here today to talk to you about biodiversity. Do you think we're doing enough to protect it, or are we on the brink of losing the operating system of our planet? Let's ask ourselves, what is it all about? This planet, life, humanity. Who actually runs this planet? Is it the stock markets? The media? The politicians? Is it all about nature? Let's face it, plants and animals are everywhere in our life. What about rivers? They are like the veins of our planet, because channeling water is actually one of the most important cycles on Earth. Most rivers originate in small creeks and streams in high mountain environments. And if the water flowing downstream gets polluted, then our drinking water will also be of bad quality. But if the water is clean, then everything downstream will be just fine. The cleanest ponds, lakes, and rivers are full of invertebrates, which are at the lowest point on the food chain and are the staple diet for bigger fish, such as salmon or trout. Did you know that approximately 96% of all known species of animals are invertebrates? Believe me, the world as you know it wouldn't function without invertebrates. Do you think then that we could get rid of all the mosquitoes on the planet? They are annoying, that's true, but the larvae of those mosquitoes live in the water and they clean it of bacterial soup. They are also food for bigger fish, which are food for bigger fish, and so on. So there is a whole ecological system going on there. And finally, mosquitoes don't just eat blood. They also like pollen and nectar, and they get that from our wildflowers. While they do that, they also pollinate them. So without mosquitoes, we would have bad drinking water, we would have hungry fish, even hungry geckos and birds, because they feed from mosquitoes too. And finally, you might as well kiss goodbye to the beautiful wildflowers of New Zealand. Now, let's talk about honeybees. They are in big trouble worldwide. Each year, 30 to 40% of them die. What are the reasons? Some people say it's because of cell phone towers, pesticides, predators in the bees' bodies, and foreign diseases, among other reasons. Bees pollinate one-third of all our food crops. Without them, do you think it would be easy to grow food and farm? As I said at the beginning, plants and animals are everywhere. Millions of little creatures also live underground. Others live in leaves, in branches. Others tunnel through the soil, and all they do is recycle. They reuse stuff that once lived and reduce the total amount of waste on the planet. Mother Nature knows no waste. As soon as some is produced, a little creature turns it into smaller and smaller fragments until they become so tiny that they can be used again by the trees and the plants. Can you see? Everything is connected. Just think about it. There are creatures that distribute seeds, that pollinate flowers, and get rid of rubbish. They even do a pest control for us. Also, we know that every creature is eaten by a bigger creature. Some plants and animals even provide us with brand new technologies and materials. So again, what is it all about? You see, it's not only nature that is running this planet, but the millions and millions of species that interconnect and help each other and cooperate. This is what makes the world a well-oiled machine, a living ecosystem. It provides us with balance and well-being, and everything, absolutely everything we do, has an impact. Thank you so much for your time. Are there any questions? Good evening, everybody. Thanks for attending this presentation. My name is Rude, but everybody calls me Bugman. I work at the Department of Conservation of New Zealand, and I've come here today to talk to you about biodiversity. Do you think we're doing enough to protect it, or are we on the brink of losing the operating system of our planet? Let's ask ourselves, what is it all about, this planet, life, humanity? Who actually runs this planet? Is it the stock markets, the media, the politicians? Is it all about nature? Let's face it, plants and animals are everywhere in our life. What about rivers? They are like the veins of our planet, because channeling water is actually one of the most important cycles on Earth. Most rivers originate in small creeks and streams in high mountain environments, and if the water flowing downstream gets polluted, then our drinking water will also be of bad quality. But if the water is clean, then everything downstream will be just fine. The cleanest ponds, lakes, and rivers are full of invertebrates, which are at the lowest point on the food chain, and are the staple diet for bigger fish, such as salmon or trout. Did you know that approximately 96% of all known species of animals are invertebrates? Believe me, the world as you know it wouldn't function without invertebrates. Do you think then that we could get rid of all the mosquitoes on the planet? They are annoying, that's true. But the larvae of those mosquitoes live in the water and they clean it of bacterial soup. They are also food for bigger fish, which are food for bigger fish, and so on. So there is a whole ecological system going on there. And finally, mosquitoes don't just eat blood. They also like pollen and nectar, and they get that from our wildflowers. While they do that, they also pollinate them. So without mosquitoes, we would have bad drinking water, we would have hungry fish, even hungry geckos and birds, because they feed from mosquitoes too. And finally, you might as well kiss goodbye to the beautiful wildflowers of New Zealand. Now, let's talk about honeybees. They are in big trouble worldwide. Each year, 30 to 40% of them die. What are the reasons? Some people say it's because of cell phone towers, pesticides, predators in the bees' bodies, and foreign diseases, among other reasons. Bees pollinate one-third of all our food crops. Without them, do you think it would be easy to grow food and farm? As I said at the beginning, plants and animals are everywhere. Millions of little creatures also live underground. Others live in leaves, in branches. Others tunnel through the soil, and all they do is recycle. They reuse stuff that once lived and reduce the total amount of waste on the planet. Mother Nature knows no waste. As soon as some is produced, a little creature turns it into smaller and smaller fragments until they become so tiny that they can be used again by the trees and the plants. Can you see? Everything is connected. Just think about it. There are creatures that distribute seeds, that pollinate flowers, and get rid of rubbish. They even do a pest control for us. Also, we know that every creature is eaten by a bigger creature. Some plants and animals even provide us with brand new technologies and materials. So again, what is it all about? You see, it's not only nature that is running this planet, but the millions and millions of species that interconnect and help each other and cooperate. This is what makes the world a well-oiled machine, a living ecosystem. It provides us with balance and well-being, and everything, absolutely everything we do, has an impact. Thank you so much for your time. Are there any questions?